Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, as human beings, we are also social beings. We are born into an ever-growing network of relations. From the time we're born, we have parents, and as we grow, we engage with our siblings, and that social network keeps expanding. And it is but a human trait to find well-being, peace, in companionship. The question is, how do we nurture these social relationships? How do we ensure that we bond with people around us? Allah says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah has given us the power of communication. Allah has given us the power of communication to nurture these relationships. And the manner in which we communicate could either serve as the adhesive, the bond, the glue that binds us together, or it could serve as the acid that actually kills relationships. So communication is central to human engagement and interaction. Most people confuse communication with the ability to speak. An eloquent person is generally regarded as one who communicates well. Communication includes three different aspects through which we relate with fellow human beings. One is how well we listen. Two is how we speak. That one is listening, two is verbal communication, and three is non-verbal communication. How we communicate, speak to people, how we listen, and the kind of body language that we use sends out more than the expressed or the spoken word. So the first part of communication is listening. People often confuse hearing with listening. Hearing is the involuntary reception of sound. And listening is where you hear with the presence of mind. Therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran of the rise and fall of mankind, He says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That in history, in the rise and fall of mankind, there are lessons for those who have a heart. Those who have a heart. In other words, we think with our heart. And, O Alqa Sam'a, one who lends an ear, wa huwa shaheed, with the presence of mind. So if you lend an ear without the presence of mind, that is hearing. And when you lend an ear with the presence of your heart and mind, that is listening. And in terms of communication, we can never multitask. So you cannot be listening and speaking at the same time. You cannot be listening and speaking at the same time. If you are speaking, you are not listening. And if you are listening, if you are not listening, you are not learning. So, in order to develop and this relationships within our social circles, communication is central. And the art of listening plays a critical role in ensuring that we are able to develop these bonds. Allah has given us two ears and one mouth, meaning that we should be listening twice as much as we speak. We should be listening twice as much as we speak. It is said that the best way to influence others is with your ears. The best way to influence others is with your ears. The ability to give, to lend an ear with presence of mind. An average individual listens to about 20,000 to 30,000 words per day. Those words, how they impact on him or her, depends on how much he's hearing and how much he's listening. So if you are formulating a response while someone is talking, you're busy trying to formulate a reply whilst someone is talking, you're not listening. And because you're not listening, you cannot understand the other person's point of view. Secondly, the second part of communication, one is listening. The second part is speaking, the verbal communication. And Allah says in the Quran, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِ And tell my slaves, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ That they should speak, they should utter that which is beautiful. That which is best. So, what Allah is saying is that when we speak, we should be conscious not only of what we say, but where we say it, how we say it, who we say it to, and why we say it. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that inna min al-bayani la sihra, that words, the spoken word, has an enchanting, a magical influence on people. It can make people cry. Your words can make people laugh. Your words can uplift people or bring them down. Your words can inspire people or demotivate them. Your words can cause wounds or heal wounds. Words can cause wars. So therefore, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the tongue of a wise man is in his heart. And the heart of a fool is on his tongue. The heart of a fool is on his tongue. So people don't only listen or hear to what we say. People also feel what we say. People may forget what you have said, but they will never forget how you made them feel. That is etched in their memories. And that is central to building and developing relationships. And we know the power of words. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard that his sister embraced Islam. He took out his sword and went out looking for her with the intention to kill her. And when he got to her house, to his sister's house, he heard the words of the Quran. He heard her reading ayat of the Quran. And that had such a profound impact on him that instead of smiting her and killing her, he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and embraced Islam and declared the Shahada. Just through the power of the words of the Quran. So that's verbal communication. Then we have non-verbal communication. We also speak with our face, with our eyes, with our hands, etc. A study conducted in the States revealed that when you speak to someone, that person's understanding of the message of what you say and how he would respond to what you say, 7% is determined by words. Only 7%. 23% is determined by your tone. And the 70% is determined by your body language. So, what you say non-verbally has a far greater impact than what you utter verbally. And therefore, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that smiling is an act of charity. Why? What does a smile do? It acknowledges the person before you. It transmits positive energy. It creates hope. It creates happiness. Without you uttering a single word, a simple smile can change the day of a person. The Sahabi says that ما رأيت أحدا أكثر تبسما من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that I did not see anyone smiling more often than Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's non-verbal communication. It said that whilst you are awake, you are communicating consciously or unconsciously for between 70 and 80% of your time. Whether you're speaking or not, you're communicating with people around you for 70 or 80% of the time. Your forehead sends a message. And therefore, once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting with a group of the Quraysh, the leaders of the Quraysh, a rare opportunity to address the leadership of the Quraysh. And at that time, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala an, a blind Sahabi, comes to the gathering. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees this blind man approaching, He feels this is not the right moment. So he frowns and turns his face away. And Allah reveals a surah, or part of a surah, reprimanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying, Abasa, he frowned, watawalla, and he turned his face away, and ja'ahu al-a'ma, simply because a blind man came to the gathering. Was it possible for that blind man to perceive the frown on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Was it possible for that blind man to realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his face away? If not, why did Allah ta'ala reveal these verses reprimanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It was to teach the ummah that you communicate not only with the spoken word, but you also communicate non-verbally. You communicate with your forehead. You communicate with your face. You communicate with your eyes. Therefore, the verse in the Quran says, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Give us the coolness of our eyes when we look at our spouses and children. That relationship has been linked to your eyes, the coolness of your eyes. So how you make eye contact when you're speaking is going to determine whether you engender confidence in the person across or not. People who make eye contact generally are found to be warmer people, more confident people, etc. So communication is not only about how we speak. Communication is about how we listen, how we use the spoken word, and how we use non-verbal communication to engage and interact with people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to harness the relationships that He's blessed us with through hearing, listening, and through our non-verbal communication. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين.